the most listened to Christian music countdown around the world.
Now, with more ways to listen, on your radio,
in your favorite podcast app,
and streaming 24 hours a day at 20thecountdown.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Jordan Felice.
Hey, guys, this is Kane.
Hey, what's up? This is Torin Wells.
Hey, it's Colton Dixon.
Hey, guys,
it's We the Kingdom.
New music, new artists, the latest Christian music news, and the stories behind the songs. This is 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this week for our countdown. We are counting down those top 20 songs in Christian music together, so I hope you're ready for that. We have lots of songs moving around here on the chart this week, so if you listened last week, this is going to be an exciting one for you. And if you didn't listen last week, well, where were you? That's okay. We're going to kick things off with a new song here, and this one is debuting this week for the first time, and it's from Rhett Walker. Here he is in to tell us more about the story behind the song.
I figured if I needed the reminder, y'all might need the reminder too, that God is still in the business of changing people's lives and redeeming stories and hearts being set free. See, it's real easy to get caught up in like the day-to-day and just all the things that surround us and surround our minds and things we hear and see throughout the day. It's easy to get caught up in that and not remember how big of a God we serve and that He cares about every little moment that we walk through. And so I was like, what better than to join together with my brothers and sisters and sing a song that just talks about how great our God is and what He's doing in the everyday moments of our life. I hope you enjoy my new song, Gospel Song.
Number 20, new music.
Well, here he is. It's Rhett Walker with Gospel Song. New this week on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
I can listen to my heart. I can listen to the world. I can listen to my problems. But what I think I need to hear, nice and loud and crystal clear, is about the one who's gonna solve them. Need something that can fill my soul. Let me stop and testify. I was dead and brought to life by the power of my Savior. But if I'm being real with you, sometimes I forget it's true. I could use a reminder. I need something that can fill my soul.
Play it again, play it all and on and on.
That is brand new music from Rhett Walker. It's called Gospel Song. I love that one. It's at number 20 this week here on 20 The Countdown Magazine. Well, some big news here in the band I Am They. Brandon, he's part of the band. He got married. And the best part, their dog Chase was the ring bearer. How cute is that? We have pictures up at 20thecountdown.com for you. And here they are now. It's the band I Am They with Faithful God on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 19.
I am surrounded on every side. Can't see the light of day, but I am persuaded beyond all hope, you won't let go of me. I stake my claim on every word you say. You will not be late. I will sing through fire and thunder, 'cause you are on my side. I trust you with my life. I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God.
That's the band I Am They at number 19 this week with their song Faithful God on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Hey everybody, this is Chris Tomlin, and just want to share a little story about my song God Who Listens. I wrote this song with Thomas Rhett, and we were talking about how all over the world people pray to many gods, but the difference is that we pray to a God who listens, and that truly makes all the difference.
It sure does. That was Chris Tomlin telling us about this song that he did with Thomas Rhett. You may recognize him. He's a country singer. And here they are now with the song God Who Listens on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 18.
The God who made the winters and the summers, the one who put the stars all in their place, the only one who stands above all others. He knows me by name. The angels hide their faces in his presence. The demons run for cover when you speak.
sins. He walks with me and leads me by still waters. I lay my troubles down at his feet. It's amazing that the Savior and the Father, he is a friend.
That is God Who Listens. That's number 18 this week from Chris Tomlin and Thomas Rhett on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Coming up.
Well, we are just getting started here on our countdown, so still 17 more songs to go till we hit that number one song. And who will it be this week?
20thecountdown.com. Your connection to everything you hear on the show. All the artists.
This is Torrin Wells.
Hey, this is Rhett Walker.
Hey, my name is Lauren Daigle.
This is Josh from The Afters.
The current music chart. The latest music news. And more ways to listen to 20 The Countdown Magazine. Plus, exclusive content like the future fan favorite and the 20 The Countdown e-newsletter. Find it all at 20thecountdown.com.
20 The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back to our countdown. We still have 17 more songs to go out of your top 20 songs in Christian music of the week. But first, I wanted to share something with you.
Listener email.
Well, on the other side of the world from me here in Dallas, Texas, Stephanie wrote in to say, I love hearing the show every Saturday here in Australia. It's so cool to hear the stories behind the songs, and I also love voting on the future fan favorites. Thanks so much for doing this. Your show is awesome. Well, you're awesome, Stephanie. Thank you so much for taking the time to write us an email at our website, 20thecountdown.com. Hey, if you would like to send me a message, I would really love to hear from you. Just head there to 20thecountdown.com and click on the Connect With Us tab, and you can send me a message through there. Can't wait to hear from you.
Hey there, this is Micah Tyler. Thanks so much for listening to 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Number 17.
I've been hard on myself lately. Every morning I feel the weight. When it's hard to just get out of bed, tell my heart, cause sometimes I forget that your mercies are new today. Your mercies are new today. Oh, I could rest on your shoulders. There is grace to start over. Your mercies are new today. Oh, your mercies are new today. Help me rise like the morning sun. Help me see that your work's not done. Oh Lord, when I'm less than what I want to be, Lord, I need you to keep reminding me. Your mercies are new today. Your mercies are new today. Oh, I can rest on your
shoulders. There is grace to start over. Your mercies are new today. Your mercies are new today. Your mercies are new again and again. There is grace to start over. Your mercies are new today. Your mercies are new today. Oh.
Don't you love that song? That one was Micah Tyler. It's called New Today. And it's at number 17 this week on 20 The Countdown magazine. Now, Jordan Feliz is making a step up the chart closer to that number one song. Here he is now with his song called Next to Me on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number 16.
I've been empty. When I'm low, you fill the cup. Yeah, but my ego fights back, telling me that I'm ready to grab the wheel and take control. But I'll crash if I don't let myself let go. You put the X on my faded map. Draw me a line back to where you're at. Patient when I try to move too fast. I get this feeling, I get this feeling, I get this feeling in my spirit when I'm low. I hear it calling like a compass in my soul, saying, child, come on back now, you've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong. Right next to me. Right next to me. I've been captive by the plans I try to make. Yeah, I've been selfish. Cause callous hearts, they die hard like habits that I know I gotta break. Ain't it good to know the help is on the way? In my soul, saying, child, come on back now. You've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong. Right next to me. Oh, oh, oh. You know I tried to do it on my own. Oh, oh, oh. You say it's time for me to come back home. Right next to me. Spirit when I'm low, I hear it calling like a compass in my soul, saying, child, come on back now, you've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong. I get this feeling in my spirit when I'm low.
Jordan Feliz. Feliz with Next to Me, moving up to number 16 this week on 20 The Countdown magazine. And I noticed only two more weeks until he hits the road along with Skillet and Colton Dixon for their drive-in theater tour. Man, they got to be excited about that, I'm sure.
Coming up.
Oh, that new one from Lauren Daigle is coming up here very, very soon, along with a new one from Danny Gokey and another one from We The Kingdom. All of those songs are coming up in your remaining 15 songs.
20thecountdown.com.
Your connection to everything you hear on the show. All the artists.
Hey guys, it's Zach Williams.
This is Toby Mack.
This is Matthew Wagel and Luke here with Fakir Country.
The current music chart, the latest music news, and more ways to listen to 20 The Countdown magazine. Plus,
exclusive content like the future fan favorite and the 20 The Countdown e-newsletter.
Find it all at 20thecountdown.com.
20 The Countdown magazine continues next.
Connecting millions of people around the world with the biggest songs in Christian music every week.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Thanks again for joining me this week. We are counting down those top 20 songs in Christian music, just like we do every week. If this is your first time listening, I want to say welcome. I'm so excited that you are here. And if you listen all the time, thank you so much for doing that. Hey, be sure to call our listener line. Do you know about this thing? We have a phone number set up just for listeners to give us a call and leave us a little message, and you might even hear yourself on the radio. The number is 888-535-2020. Again, it's 888-535-2020. There is something about the intro to this song that gets me so excited that it is on the way. It's the song called Child of Love from the band We The Kingdom. And have you ever wondered the story behind it?
Hey, this is Ed from We The Kingdom. And the story behind our new single, Child of Love, is that I was indeed walking the wayside. I was running so hard from God. I was chasing that high life, you know, just looking for anything to numb the pain inside of me. And through addiction and all manner of things that I was hiding behind, God met me. And he came in the midst of all that crazy mess. And he told me that he loved me. And he showed me that I was indeed a child of love. And it turned my life around. And I'm so grateful.
Well, maybe you need that reminder today as well. That was Ed Cash from the band We The Kingdom. And here they are now with Child of Love on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number 15.
I was walking in the wayside, lost on a lonely road. I was chasing the high life, trying to satisfy my soul. All the lies I believed in left me crying like the rain. Then I saw lightning from heaven. And I've never been the same.
I'm gonna climb a mountain.
Thank you.
point this week to land there at number 15. It is the band We the Kingdom, featuring Bear Reinhardt of Need to Breathe with their song Child of Love. And now Danny Gokey is also moving up a spot this week with his song called New Day. Here it is on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 14.
Wake up and breathing deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait, yeah. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day, everything bursting with hope, coming alive. Dreams become the one you never thought you could be. Yeah. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. Whoa. This is a new day. Come on. Everything bursting with hope. Woo. Coming alive. This moment, moments. You got a freedom.
You got a freedom.
No looking back anymore. Open your eyes. Every single day, love has to give up on you. Love has to give up on you. Love, yeah.
One, two, three,
four. Hey, new day, new day. Ha, ha, this is a new day. Everything bursting with hope, coming alive.
Number 14 on 20 The Countdown Magazine, it's Danny Gokey with New Day. And now Lauren Daigle is in next with her song. It's a new one called Hold On To Me. And here is what she loves about this song.
The thing that I love about this song is that it lends its voice to someone who is feeling incredibly vulnerable, someone who's feeling super insecure, uncertain. I know I've experienced times where I even feel like I forget myself. That idea of when I forget that I need you, that for me comes in the time of forgetting who you are as well. Sometimes when you forget who you are, it is the people around you, or it is God saying, hey, this is important. This is the quality of life that you bring to the table. I feel like Jesus does that with us on a day in and day out basis. And I also think that there are people around that lend that sort of hand. And in a time when the world may seem uncertain and the future might look very unknown, this is a song of hope that any person can cling to as a truth.
That was Lauren Daigle, and here she is now with Hold On To Me on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 13.
When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not somebody I believe in. Hold on to me when I miss the light, the night is stolen. When I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I am sure I have reached the end. Hold on to me when I forget I need you. When I let go, hold me again. When I don't feel like I'm
number 13 this week from Lauren Daigle. It's called Hold On To Me on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Coming up,
we have so many great songs coming up for you, and also our artist news. Three things you need to know. And one of those stories this week, it's about somebody that has a new addition to their family. We've been waiting for about 9 months to tell you about this. I can't wait to tell you who that is, coming up very soon in our artist news.
Hello, Countdown family. Chris Langham here from Through the Word, and this is Explained in 60 Seconds. Love and Marriage, Part 2. 1 John 3:18. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Words of love and feelings of love are amazing, but in the Bible, love is a verb. And if you wait for the feeling to hit you before you act on love, you're not obeying God, you're just obeying your flesh. And just as quickly and easily as that feeling led you into marriage, it can lead you into cheating. The same gravity that made you fall in love can pull you right back out. Fall in love, fall out of love, it's all falling. But the love of Christ calls us to rise. That's 60 Seconds. For more of what the Bible says on marriage, check out the Marriage Talks on the Through the Word app, free at throughtheword.org.
20 The Countdown Magazine continues next. Direct connection to all your favorite artists.
And the biggest songs in Christian music.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back to our show. I'm William Ryan III. I really appreciate you joining me this week as we're counting down those top 20 songs. And also, if you want to keep in touch throughout the week, we send out this e-newsletter each and every week to our listeners, and I would love to include you on that. You can sign up for it. It is free, of course. All you do is you head to 20thecountdown.com and sign up for the e-newsletter. We send out some of our news stories in there, even some exclusive things that you can only get by being a member of our e-newsletter. So go there right now, 20thecountdown.com. 20thecountdown.com and sign up.
Now, friends, g'day to you. It's Joel and Luke here with the band For King and Country, and we just wanted to take a moment to share with you the story behind our new single, Amen.
Yeah, so in Australia, as a young boy, I was actually baptized by my grandfather in the Pacific Ocean, but as an adult, I was attending church one Sunday, and I couldn't get this word baptism out of my head, and so I went to my pastor and said, hey, I think I need to be baptized. And so fast forward a few weeks, as I was being baptized and coming up out of the water, I felt something shift for me. I felt something transformative was taking place. And I think it was actually just by the sheer fact that proclamations are very important in life. And for me, I felt like in my home church, I needed to make that very significant proclamation in my life.
And that, my friends, is the story behind our new single, Amen.
And then a cool story. That was Joel and Luke Smallbone from the band For King and Country telling us about this song called Amen. And here it is now on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 12.
Count to three and say a prayer. Down for love and up for air. Underwater, overjoyed. Water for a thirsty soul. Water for a thirsty soul. Baptize me into your love. Oh, my spirit's overcome. Body, mind, and skin and bone. Love, I'm gonna make it known. Love, I'm gonna make it known.
Yeah, I'm coming alive with you. I'm coming alive. People say,
number 12 on 20 The Countdown Magazine, it's For King and Country with their song, Amen.
Artist News. Three things you need to know. Number 1.
All right, here is some fun news for you. Torrin Wells and his wife Lorna knew his name almost 3 months ago. They've been praying and preparing for their fourth son to join their family. And this week, he is finally here. Banner Paul Wells. He entered the world on April 12th. And Torrin says our hearts are bursting. What an amazing gift we have been given. We are absolutely in love all over again. Praising God for a perfectly healthy baby boy and mama. Congratulations to the Wells family.
Number 2.
See, I'm just a nobody. We're trying to tell everybody.
Casting Crowns drummer Brian Scoggin has just announced that after 12 years with the band, he'll be stepping away and entering into a new season of serving more consistently at the small church meeting in his home. Brian says, "We feel God calling us to step out in faith, to be more available for local discipleship, teaching, and counseling opportunities. The last 12 years have been a gift that I will treasure forever."
Number three.
Well, this is pretty funny, but very creative. What happens if you're supposed to be performing at a drive-in theater concert tour, but you can't find a rental car anywhere to get there? Well, if you were MacPal, then you rent the only thing available. That's right. Mac rented a U-Haul. I mean, what a way to ride in style there, right? He drove his U-Haul truck from Georgia, where his family was vacationing for spring break, all the way to Tennessee to join Zach Williams and Kane on their tour. We'll post a link to the hilarious photos of Mac and his truck on our website at 20thecountdown.com. For more on this story, as well as those other stories, including some baby pictures from Torin Wells and his wife Lorna, be sure to visit 20thecountdown.com or subscribe to our e-newsletter, and we'll deliver these news stories right to your inbox.
You're up to date. That was three things you need to know. Now, back to the countdown with William Ryan III.
Well, he is our biggest mover here this week on the countdown. He's jumping up three spots to land here, and it's only his fourth week here on the countdown. I'm talking about Toby Mac, and he is in now with his latest song called Help Is On The Way, Maybe Midnight, on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 11.
I heard your heart, I see your pain, out in the dark, out in the rain. Feel so alone, feel so afraid, I heard you pray. In Jesus' name. It may be midnight or midday. It's never early, never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed. I lived enough life to save. Help is on the way, round in the corner. Help is on the way, coming for you. Help is on the way, yeah, yeah. I lived enough life to say, help is on the way. Sometimes it's days, sometimes it's years. Some face a lifetime of falling tears. But he's in the darkness, he's in the cold. Just like the morning, he always shows. It may be midnight or midday. It's never early, never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed. I lived enough life to save.
That is Toby Mac with Help Is On The Way, Maybe Midnight, jumping up three to land at number 11 on 20 The Countdown Magazine. Well, are you wondering what the number one song was this week 5 years ago? If you're not, I am. And it is this one from Lauren Daigle. It's called Trust In You. It was number one this week 5 years ago on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Rewind.
Rewind.
Letting go of every single dream.
I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight. No matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow
Trust in You. That was the number one song this week back in 2016. I know, it doesn't even feel like it was that long ago. Well, now we're going to rewind the songs 11 through 20 from this week for you, so get ready.
Number 20.
Ain't nothing like a gospel song. Makes me want to sing it all day long. Something about that amazing grace, sound of praise, makes my troubles not seem so strong.
Number 19.
I will sing through fire and thunder, 'cause you are on my side. I trust you with my life.
Number 18.
I'm not just hoping, I'm not just wishing. I know I'm praying to a God who listens.
Number 17.
Your mercies are new today. Your mercies are new.
Number 16.
It's feeling in my spirit when I'm low. I hear it calling like a compass in my soul. Saying, child, come on back now. You've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong. Right next to me.
Number 15.
I'm gonna climb a mountain. I'm gonna shout about it.
Number 14.
This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope. Coming alive.
Number 13.
Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I am sure I've reached the end.
Number
well.
All the people say, oh.
Number 11.
Maybe midnight or midday is never early, never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed. I lived enough life to say. Help is on the way, round in the corner. Help is on the way, coming for you. Help is on the way.
20, the Countdown Magazine is back in a sec.
Connecting millions of people around the world with the biggest songs in Christian music every week.
From Dallas, Texas to you. 20, the Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Well, thanks again so much for joining me this week as we are counting down those top 20 songs in Christian music together. I hope you're enjoying the show so far because we're halfway through. We have 10 more songs remaining until you find out the number one song this week. So get ready for that one. And now it's Matthew West. He's back in this spot again this week with this song, Truth Be Told. And here it is on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 10.
Line number one, you're supposed to have it all together. And when they ask how you're doing, just smile and tell them never better. Line number two, everybody's life is perfect except yours. So keep your messes and your wounds and your secrets safe with you behind closed doors. Truth be told, the truth is rarely told. I say I'm fine, yeah I'm fine, oh I'm fine, hey I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken, and when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not. And you know it, I don't know why it's so hard to admit it. When being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fall, there's no sin you don't already know. So let the truth be told. There's a sign on the door, says come as you are, but I doubt it. If we live like that was true, every Sunday morning pew would be crowded. But didn't you say church should look more like a hospital? A safe place for the sick, the sinner and the scarred and the prodigals like me. Well, truth be told, the truth is rarely told. Oh, am I the only one who says I'm fine? Yeah, I'm fine, oh, I'm fine, hey, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken, and when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not. And you know it, I don't know why it's so hard to admit it. When being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fall, there's no sin you don't already know. So let the truth be told. Can I really stand here unashamed, knowing that your love for me won't change? Oh God, if that's really true, then let the truth be told. I say I'm fine. Sin you don't already know. So let the truth be told.
Matthew West with Truth Be Told at number 10 again this week on 20 The Countdown Magazine. And now Chris Brown is in from the band Elevation Worship to tell us more about Graves Into Gardens.
Graves Into Gardens is a testimony song to the power and authority of God. It's a song that very confidently declares how faithful He's been to each of us. You know, there's moments we can all experience in life where we find ourselves having a funeral for dreams that we once really believed in, or times when the loss of a close relationship can knock the breath out of us and suddenly we feel like we're staring at a hopeless situation. But this is where God steps in to demonstrate His authority over it all, and He specializes in turning things around. He specializes in resurrection. He's the only one who can make a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. He's the only one that can turn our mourning into dancing, give us beauty in exchange for ashes, and He can even take a grave and turn it into a garden. And we hope this song stirs your faith to believe that God's purpose will prevail and remind you that His love endures forever. His faithfulness will continue through all generations.
It is Elevation Worship now with Graves Into Gardens on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 9.
I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. Then you came along and put me back together. Is now satisfied here in Your love. Hey, oh, there's nothing better than You. There's nothing better than You, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than You.
Better than You, Lord, there's nothing, nothing is.
That is Elevation Worship with Graves in the Gardens at number 9 this week. And now Andrew Rip is in, and he is dropping down to this spot here this week with his song Jericho on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 8.
Stacking up the years I spent trading punches with the enemy. Ooh, built myself a double thick stone tower, lies higher than the eye can see. Trapped in my flesh and bone, crying out to you, Lord, I'm desperate. Love, come rattle this cage and set me free. All of my fears like Jericho walls gotta come down. Through the pride and the blame, cutting straight to the heart of me. Ooh, long before I ever called your name, you were fighting for my victory. Carved in your flesh and bone, the wounds that have set my soul is forgiven. Oh, now I can feel the darkness trembling. All of my fears like Jericho walls gotta come down, come down.
The song is called Jericho. It's from Andrew Rip at number 8 on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Coming up.
Well, there is a song that dropped 2 spots last week, but it's making a 2-point jump back up the chart this week. You'll find out what that song is next.
20 The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec. Direct connection to all your favorite artists.
And the biggest songs in Christian music.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back to our countdown. I'm William Ryan III. Hey, do me this huge favor. If you don't follow us on social media yet, pull out your phones right now, go to Instagram or Facebook or both, depending on which ones you have, and give us a follow or a like. You can look us up at 20 The Countdown Magazine. But don't just do that. Don't just follow us. Shoot me a message. Let me know who you are and where you are listening from. I would love to know, and I might even mention you on the radio. Like Agnes, she shared, "I enjoy this show so much. It's such a blessing. I'm from Kenya, and I listen to your show on Family Radio." So thanks so much for writing in, Agnes, and I would love to hear from you as well. So go give us a follow, Instagram and Facebook.
20.
I mentioned this one dropped 2 spots last week, but it's back up to you. It is Corey Asbury with Sparrows.
Number 7.
Sparrows not worried about tomorrow or the troubles to come. The lily's not thinking about the seasons, the drought or the flood. The tree that's planted by the water isn't fazed by the fire. So
so why should I be? 'Cause you take good care of me. The sun's not worried about the winter, 'cause soon it will pass. The light's not thinking about the darkness or the shadow it casts. A heart that's planning in forgiveness doesn't dwell in the past. So why should I be? 'Cause you take good care of me.
Corey Asbury at number 7 with his song Sparrows this week on 20, The Countdown Magazine. And now we have so many of you listening in Manitoba, Canada, where this guy is from. It's Jordan St. Cyr, and here he is to tell us more about the song Fires.
The song Fires was inspired by a man named Nathan, a husband and father of three. He worked multiple jobs to pay the bills, but fell on hard times. He was on the verge of losing his home when a community of believers surrounded Nathan and his family, raising enough money to save his house and pay off some other debts. Looking back, I realized God gave me this story to help me walk through mine. 2 years ago, my youngest daughter was born with an incredibly rare and severe brain condition. While this journey hasn't been easy and we've been left with so many more questions than answers, we know that God is with us and He always will be. He has made us stronger and our faith has grown in ways we never thought possible. It's the hard parts of our story He uses to refine us and draw us closer to Him.
I love that. The hard parts of our story that God uses to draw us near and closer to Him. It's Jordan St. Cyr, and he was telling us about the song Fires. It's jumping up 1 point this week, and it's only been here for 9 weeks on our countdown. I'm so excited for him as he's climbing closer to number one. It's Jordan St. Cyr on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 6.
I remember how you told me that life may not be easy, and everything that I need You've already given me. I remember how you told me I can trust you completely. So why am I doubting when you prove that you'd fight for me? You've walked me through fire, smoke billows higher.
changed by your mercy, covered by your peace. I'm living out the victory. Doesn't mean I won't feel the heat. You've walked me through fire. Price of my redemption, Lord, how could I question when you proved that you'd die for me? You've walked me through fire.
The Countdown Magazine. That was Jordan St. Cyr with his song Fires at number 6 this week.
Coming up,
do you like brand new music? You are going to love what's coming up here pretty soon. It's our future fan favorite. You get to vote between two brand new songs and hear last week's winner.
20 The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec. Heard around the world on great stations.
Aren't you so grateful for these radio stations that are bringing you 20 The Countdown Magazine each week? Well, I love to feature our station of the week, and this week, we're heading to Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, this is Anton from Power of Worship Radio in Brooklyn, New York, and we just love airing 20 The Countdown Magazine each week. We have been airing the 20 The Countdown Magazine for years, and I tell you, our listeners love listening every single week to 20 The Countdown Magazine, because every song and every comment is woven together to draw our listeners closer to Jesus Christ. One of our favorite features from 20 The Countdown Magazine is hearing the stories behind the songs. 20 The Countdown Magazine is one of my favorite programs each week. So guys, keep up the great work, and we love you all from Brooklyn, New York.
Thank you so much, Anton. I appreciate you guys doing that little shout out there. And thank you guys so much for being our station of the week and for airing 20 The Countdown Magazine each and every week for so many years. Now, let's find out what those remaining top five songs are for this week.
Top five.
Top five.
It's the band Mercy Me holding steady here with their song Say I Won't on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number five.
Today, it all begins. I'm seeing my life for the very first time through a different lens. Yesterday, I didn't understand. Driving 35 with a rocket inside, didn't know what I had. While I've been waiting to live, my life's been waiting on me. I'm gonna run. No, I'm gonna. Shout.
not enough, is what I've been told. But it must be a lie, 'cause the spirit inside says I'm so much more. So let them say what they want.
The band Mercy Me at number 5 with Say I Won't on 20 The Countdown Magazine. And now it's time for that future fan favorite winning song from last week. Now, if you're not familiar with the future fan favorite, what it is we play 2 brand new songs each and every week, and then we send you to our website to vote on your favorite. And this last week, it was 2 really, really good songs. I mean, seriously, they were so good. One of them was Jason Gray, Bring It All was the name of the song. And the other song was from the band Kane called Yes, He Can. After you voted, and it was a really close vote, Yes, He Can from Kane got it. And here they are on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Last week's fan favorite.
Sometimes I wonder, is he faithful? Does he see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me again and again? But when I look back, sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from his hands. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing, yes, he can.
Yes, he can. Oh, did he defeat the darkness? Did
Yes, he did. Yes, he can.
That was the band Kane with Yes, He Can. Last week's future fan favorite winning song on 20 The Countdown magazine. And now we get to do it again. Two brand new songs for you to hear. And hopefully you haven't heard these at all, but I'm going to play little clips of them and let you vote. Our first one, it's from Pat Barrett called Act Justly, Love Mercy, Walk Humbly.
Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with you.
That was worship leader Pat Barrett with Act Justly, Love Mercy, Walk Humbly. That was your first choice out of our future fan favorite picks for this week. And your next song, it's from Jack Cassidy called Let Go, Let God.
I'm learning to let go and let God. Show me how to be me. I'm learning to let go and let God. Show me how to be free. Your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. My daily bread and my daily delight. I'm learning to let go and let God. So I can be the real me.
That was your second choice for the future fan favorite from Jack Cassidy. It was called Let Go, Let God. The song that you heard a little clip of before that one was from Pat Barrett called Act Justly, Love Mercy, Walk Humbly. Now, you have to do something. You totally have to do this. Please help me out. Go vote at our website, 20thecountdown.com. Just look for the future fan favorite there on the front page. Listen to those songs again there and then cast your vote for your favorite song. Listen next week right around this time and we'll play the song with the most votes.
Future fan favorite, love it or not.
Make your voice heard now at 20thecountdown.com.
Well, I heard this cool acoustic version of this song, and we'll be sure to link to it in our e-newsletter this week. So if you don't get that, sign up for it at 20thecountdown.com. Here's Jeremy Camp with Out of My Hands on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number 4.
Every day this never-ending pressure tries to take its claim over my heart. I have tried to hold it all together, but time and time again I fall apart. But that's where I find my life was never mine at all. But you are the one inside, always in control. So when it feels like all of this pain is never, I don't understand, don't understand. I will let the weight of my fear fall like sand, out of my hands and into yours, out of my hands and into yours. Letting go of worries I can't measure, holding on to truth that's healing me. Knowing I can trust you is a treasure. With eyes wide open now I finally see. It's here that I find my life was never mine at all. You're still the one inside, always in control.
this out of my hands. Take this out of my hands. It's out of my hands.
That was Jeremy Camp with Out of My Hands. He was at number 2 last week, but number 4 this week on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Coming up,
your top 3 remaining songs out of your top 20 songs in Christian music are on the way next.
20thecountdown.com. Your connection to everything you hear on the show. All the artists.
This is Torrin Wells.
Hey, this is Rhett Walker.
Hey, my name is Lauren Daigle.
This is Josh from The Afters.
The current music chart. The latest music news. And more ways to listen to 20 The Countdown Magazine. Plus, exclusive content like the future fan favorite and the 20 The Countdown e-newsletter. Find it all at 20thecountdown.com.
20 The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec.
20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back to our countdown. You are just in time for those remaining 3 songs out of our top 20 songs in Christian music. And I just have to remind you about this because I think you'll find it really helpful in case you miss out on some of these songs here on The Countdown. You can visit our website, 20thecountdown.com, and see a complete chart of all the songs from this week's show. You can even listen to clips of them and see the YouTube videos for them. It's a lot of fun. It's all happening at 20thecountdown.com. Well, he's moving up a point this week. It's Crowder, and I heard that he has his new album called Milk and Honey. It'll be out June 11th, so just not too far from now. Here he is now with Good God Almighty.
Number 3.
Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me praising your name no matter what comes. Can't count the times I've called your name some broken night, and you showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia, I forget that you keep coming around. Yeah, ain't no way you ever let me down. Good God. You say your love goes on forever, that your mercy never stops. So why would I assume you'll be somebody that you're not? Like sun in the morning, I know you're gonna be there every day. So what on earth could make me be afraid? Good God Almighty,
Crowder at number 3 this week with Good God Almighty on 20 The Countdown Magazine. Now, Zach Williams popped in to tell us more about this song, Less Like Me.
think as Christians, we often feel like we have to have it all together or we have to be perfect. And I know for myself, I miss the mark on a daily basis. And I've had times this year where I felt like everything in my life was about to fall apart and days where nothing went right. But I'm reminded of Galatians and the fruits of the Spirit, and it talks about joy and love and peace and kindness and self-control. And these are all the things that Jesus was, and these are the things that I strive to be. And I think for myself, my goal each day is to wake up and try to be a better version of myself than I was the day before. And ultimately, my end goal is to be less like me and more like Jesus.
Isn't that great? That was Zach Williams telling us about Less Like Me. Here it is on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 2.
Oh, I have days to lose the fight. Try my best, but just don't get it right. Where I talk a talk that I don't walk and miss the moments right before my eyes. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. But I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me. Yeah, there's no denying I have changed. I've been saved from who I used to be. But even at my best, I must confess I still need help to see the way. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. When I just can't see past myself, Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, less like me.
Zach Williams jumping up there to number 2 this week with Less Like Me on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Coming up.
Well, it is your number 1 song in all of Christian music. That is coming up for you next.
Hello, Countdown family. Chris Langham here from Through the Word, and this is Explained in 60 Seconds. Love and Marriage, Part 2. 1 John 3:18. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Words of love and feelings of love are amazing, but in the Bible, love is a verb. And if you wait for the feeling to hit you before you act on love, you're not obeying God, you're just obeying your flesh. And just as quickly and easily as that feeling led you into marriage,
it can lead you into cheating. The same gravity that made you fall in love can pull you right back out. Fall in love, fall out of love, it's all falling. But the love of Christ calls us to rise. That's 60 seconds. For more of what the Bible says on marriage, check out the Marriage Talks on the Through the Word app, free at throughtheword.org.
20 The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec. From Dallas, Texas to you, 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back just in time for that number one song. It's Phil Wickham again with Battle Belongs on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number one.
When all I see is the battle, you see my victory. When all I see is the mountain, you see a mountain moved. And as I walk through the shadow, your love surrounds me. There's nothing to fear now, for I am safe with you. Fight on my knees with my head lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. And if you are for me, who can be against me? Yeah. For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you.
Your number one song. It's Phil Wickham, Battle Belongs, on 20 The Countdown Magazine. Now, that is his fourth week at number one. Not in a row. There was a little week there where he dropped down to number two, but 4 weeks at number one, not a bad deal for him. What did you think of the countdown? You have to go to our website, 20thecountdown.com, click connect with us, and let me know your thoughts. I'd love to hear which one of these songs was your favorite song. I'll see you next week.
From Dallas, Texas, you've been listening to William Ryan III on the most listened to Christian music countdown show around the world.
20, 20, the Countdown Magazine.